Maybe you've seen a busy parent do this. Hand over their smartphone to a child with a kid-friendly app running to keep them busy. Well, yesterday, an advocacy group complained to the Federal Trade Commission that Fisher-Price is deceiving parents by promoting its Laugh and Learn apps as educational. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Babies are encouraged to learn about shapes and colors on this version of Laugh and Learn apps. But an organization called Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood says that just isn't true.
The prevailing research shows that apps are not actually educational for babies that age.
Josh Golan is the campaign's associate director. Fisher-Price's Laugh and Learn apps have been downloaded nearly 3 million times, he says. And he says as hard as it can be to quiet a restless infant, apps are not the answer.
The best thing for babies is not to have any screen time. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends no screen time for children under two.
Fisher-Price begs to differ. In a statement, the company's Dr. Kathleen Alfano, an expert in childhood education, says a great deal of research went into the apps. She calls the campaign's claims unsupported. The FTC will now investigate the complaint. If it turns out that those apps don't benefit baby, Fisher-Price could face monetary damages. Laura Seidel, NPR News.